With the Commonwealth Games just around the corner, there is a hope there will be a legacy, so people will perhaps take up some sporting opportunities or get active. What if you're blind or partially sighted? Now, it has been shown over the years that if you have a visual impairment, it's perhaps harder to get involved with clubs or groups or get involved in many sports. Now, British Blind Sport are a charity which hopes to change that attitude and to encourage more people into sport and activities and indeed make things like gyms and clubs more accessible. And I've got Philippa Bass with me, and we're going to chat a little bit about the Have a Go Days and how you can get involved in those, giving you a bit of a flavour of different pastimes. Philippa, are you looking forward to the Commonwealth Games? Do you follow things like that?
I am. I'm actually going one of the days to the athletics. So I've got the T11 category. So I'll be seeing a bit of mainstream and VI inclusive sports. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think it's great that, you know, you have, like you say, the mainstream and the para sports. They're all mixed together. So people do get that flavour and get to see some of, say, the blind or partially sighted or other athletes with different disabilities really excelling in their given sports.
Oh, yeah, 100% agree. I think it's really good that people might go there not knowing they might see some VI inclusive sports and actually going, I've come back and I've learned something, I've seen something a little bit different and enjoying it. So I think it's great that they're integrating everything together.
The legacy, of course, is all important. We are hoping that once again, you know, as has happened with the Commonwealth Games, say in Glasgow or the Olympics in 2012 in London, that I'd like to get more active and take something on. And at British Blind Sport, you guys are all about encouraging that.
Oh, we are definitely. And as you say, Alan, we've got our Have a Go Day programme, which is exactly that in a tin. It's a multi-sport event, which is designed to be a taster into lots of different sports. So we can try and encourage people to get fit and active in any which way they want possible.
COVID obviously got in the way because these are face-to-face events, but you're back up and running again. Has the interest come back as well? Are people eager to come along and take part?
We've found peaks and troughs throughout the different locations over this year. So this has been the first year back we've been delivering these events. And some have been more well attended and some have been in areas where there's still that little bit of hesitance. But I can only encourage you to come out. We pick venues that are well ventilated. We encourage people to kind of take all the precautions and it's a nice day. So if there's one in the area, definitely, definitely try and get to the next one.
What's also good about these, Philippa, as well, is if you come along and there is a sport or just an activity that you like, there is the ability to carry that on in your local area, knowing that the providers are all geared up to help someone with sight loss.
That's a really key theme to us, to make sure that the people there delivering the sports are local to that area. So if you're from that area, which you should be because we're doing them in all different regions around England and Wales this year, there should be someone close to you that you can go to. And it's really key for us because then you get a rapport with the coaches and you can carry on that journey into that sport that you enjoy so much on that day.
You have some of these Have a Go Days coming up. Now, we will give some contact details later so people can get lots of information about all of them and indeed all the services from British Blind Sport for people of all ages, you know, from tots to older people as well. But let's look at some of the ones you've got coming up. What are the dates you've got in the near future?
So our next two are one next month on the 27th of August in Swansea, and then the one straight after, a couple of weeks later, in Leicester on the 10th of September.
What kind of things can people expect then when they come along? Do you have the same sports at each one, or do different areas give a different flavour of different sports?
Oh yeah, we try and get a different flavour at each one. We try to look at what's in the locality as well, obviously, like I said, so we get the local deliverers. But there's a massive range of sports that you'll know about, so our football, our goalball, our tennis. But then we have a nice new range of new sports coming through. So we have Showdown at one of our events, and that's becoming very popular. I'm sure we want to get them back to the next couple of Have a Go Days as well. Do you know what Showdown is? Have you heard of Showdown?
When I've heard about it, it kind of reminds me of that game, you know, where you had the disc that kind of floated on the table and you had to kind of whack it into the other goal and it bounced off the sides, something like that?
You're not too far off, actually. How we describe it is, imagine air hockey, but without the air, slash table cricket. So it's basically like a table cricket table. You have sides at the up the side of the table, so the ball can't go off. And it's like a little ping pong ball with a ball bearing in a bell, so it makes a sound. And you basically have to get it into the person's goal. So it's like the air hockey shaped goal, quite wide. And you protect the goal with a glove and a little bat, which is like a little cricket bat. And it's really, really popular. It's the new thing to come into this country. And it's actually going to be at the World Games next year in Birmingham. So that's why it's really key for us to get it out to more people so they know this is a sport for the future. And then hopefully they're going to be inspired. They could even be part of the team that plays next year at the World Games.
Sounds great. Indoor sport, round a table. That's definitely up my street, Philippa. I mean, do you do sports like, you know, maybe cycling, or are there sports or activities that people may not think that if you're blind or partially sighted you could take part in, but you guys are showcasing it?
Not so much the cycling. We tend to kind of give that over to GB Cycling. They're the kings at that sport. But we have different things like rugby, which is a brand new sport coming out, and golf. So it's probably sports that you don't think are on the agenda, but actually are out there and wanting loads of people to take part in their sports.
What's the kind of feedback like then from the events? Do you find a lot of people go on to try sports in their local area? Do you see it as being successful?
Oh, yes, definitely. We encourage transition from our events to those local clubs. And I'm going to read you a quote. And these have a go days are from ages 3 to 4 years all the way up to 70 odd. I'm not going to go for what the top age is, but we have loads of different reasons why they might just be getting back into sport or might be starting their journey for the first time. So this is a quote. It's amazing to know there are so much sports going on, and it's just knowing where we can find them. And we've also have a little element which is brand new for this year of Have a Go Days, where we actually get an athlete, and this can be a grassroots athlete or a Paralympic athlete. And one of our last ones, we had Darren Harris, who's a dual Paralympian. And we've had a quote where it's a privilege to meet Darren Harris and the wonderful people at Have a Go Day with BBS. Thank you for everybody involved in organising a great and fun and truly inspirational day. And that's the whole point. Those athletes are there just to kind of say they've done it and you can do it too.
Some great feedback, as you say, Philippa, and we are encouraging more people to get involved. The Have a Go Days take place throughout the year, different locations as well. But if people would like to find out about those, or indeed any of the services for all ages, of course, from British Blind Sport, what's the best way to do that?
So there's a couple of ways. You've got our access to our website, britishblindsport.org.uk. And from there, you can find all our events and all of our different programmes. Or if it's easier, give us a call on 01926 424 247.
And don't forget, RIB Connect Radio will be at the Games in Birmingham and at the Velodrome in London. We'll be covering the blind and partially sighted athletes. So listen out for our live reports on the shows throughout the day during the Commonwealth Games this year. Really looking forward to that. Philippa, thank you very much for chatting with us. Enjoy the athletics, and thanks for joining us on RIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan, and I will do.